Welcome to Seed Time, everybody. Brian Pierce here. Yes, we're doing another interview. This time, we have an interesting guest. It's not somebody from the off-road scene, but it's somebody who definitely kicks ass on a dirt bike. Her name is Amy Hood. It doesn't look like it sounds, but that's how it is. Amy, did I get your name pronounced right?
Yeah, you did. It's like I'm from the hood.
Yeah, that's what we were thinking. We thought that you definitely look like you should be from the hood.
Hey.
Oh, is that right? No, yeah, not at all. But seriously, that's okay. You almost be a valley girl, except your hair is brunette. So, I mean, you know, it works.
And I'm like, don't talk like that.
I mean, that's true too. So it's not dyed though, is it? We don't want to ruin it for people.
Oh no, natural.
Totally natural. All right. So I'd heard that you had a special gift today that arrived. Oh, I'm so glad you got our flowers. Ah, those weren't from us.
Girls love flowers.
Yes, they do.
Listen up, man.
So you got those from your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we're just going to break a lot of people's hearts right from the beginning. Just put it out there.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
I'm taken.
I like it.
He brings me flowers. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't kick him out of bed. Though. But it's kind of interesting because when we were talking around asking, hey, guys, what kind of questions did she ask? It was like a whole lot of, can she have my number? Can I have her number? Is she single? And all this other kinds of stuff. So is that something that you get all the time at the track or anything like that? Is that, do people not talk to you about that kind of stuff? Like, please be honest. What happens?
Well, at the track, most guys are actually scared to talk to me because I guess they don't really like a girl who can keep up to them or beat them. So usually I don't get a lot of guys talking to me at the track. But, you know, over the internet and stuff, it's, oh my God, it's a girl. But, yeah, it's funny.
So what you're saying is that's exactly how I responded? No? Okay. It might happen. I don't really know. One of the things that's interesting about our interview that we're doing right now is I had to talk to you. You released your video, like the motocross life or motocross of the life of Amy Hood. And I was like, holy crap. There's a lot in that video that you put that was just like, I have to figure out who this chick is. We have to talk to her. Totally awesome. And once I got to research and I found out a lot more about you, but we could talk about that in a little bit. But that video, tell us more about it. You know, where it came from, your ideas, and just, you know, what's up with it.
Well, what's up with it? Well, I started making videos just about Manitoba motocross, where I'm from.
Okay.
Just so we can give some props to some of the local riders and stuff. And then I started the whole Amy and Jamie moto adventure craze.
Best time ever on the internet.
Just a little side project. It was just fun to go to supercrosses and film with a friend of mine and just show kind of a different side of the industry, like the fun side of the industry. And then everyone's like, oh, you're at the track, you're talking to riders. Like, I never see you ride. I'm like, do you ride? Like, I'm like, yeah, I ride. So I just had to make a video of, like, my life in the industry. And I've been racing forever. I'm pretty much a vet. So I just wanted to show the world, you know, I race motocross. I do it with my family. I race vintage bikes. And that's what I love to do. So kind of make a video about it.
Absolutely. And that's the thing that's funny is that's what I decided to do is I drank beer and talked about motorcycles, and we do it at the same time, and boom, all of a sudden we have a show. So why not, right? Let's make it happen. So maybe Amy and Jamie should hang out with Seat Time at a race up north, obviously, because, well, I'm south, you're really north, and I don't know, we could figure it out. It could happen. I think you have more sponsors than I do, though.
Well, we can make it happen. We'll definitely make it happen.
One of the things from your video that totally made me extremely happy was when you hit your triple, because you didn't just like make it and then that was it. It was like you got kind of a little bit like the excitement about it, the glee, if you will. And I completely related with that because I have done the same. The first triple I ever hit was unfortunately just a couple years ago, and I'm 33, but I think that I screamed like a little girl and my friends heard it as they were taking the one picture we have. But you've been riding, I think you said you're about 20 years, so from the very, very young age. Tell us a little bit about your father, because I know he's a big name in Canadian motocross, and then kind of how that helped you, you know, with your family kind of get into, you know, riding and what you do now.
Well, my dad has been my whole inspiration and the reason I still ride to this day. He was a 1979 Canadian national champion, and he has not slowed down at all. So he now races vintage bikes and vet championships. He won the over 40 and 50 world vet championship in Glen Helen. And he recently just went somewhere in Antler Lake. And he's, okay, My dad is 55 years old. He's a roofer, okay? So he's climbing ladders all day, working on the roof, and he's 55 years old, and he won plus 30 vet national. Like, he's crazy. He's the man. He's awesome. And his passion for the sport has really just kept me going, and it's just his love for it that makes me love motocross. And he's, again, we're kind of like cycling into finding new ways to, you know, love the sport, to new ways to kind of get motivated and go out there. I've been racing for 20 years, so it's a long time, and a lot of people get burnt out or, you know, reach a peak, but I try to find new ways to, like, oh, let's go riding, like new ways to get interested into it. So now I started the whole vintage riding that you've seen the video with my C70, 1974. But yeah, that's what I like to do now. Yeah, we have a club here, MOTMX, Manitoba Old Timers Association. So, you know, it's just, he's the reason I still ride to this day, and he's gnarly. And so my dream is one day to be faster than him, but I'm still not, okay? It's been 20 years. Like, give me a break, Dad. Come on.
It'll be an unfortunate day, but it may be 10 years after he's in the ground that you will then be able to say you're faster than he is.
That's true. It's sad.
But I could say the same thing about my dad. It's funny, our stories are quite the same. But this isn't about me. This is more about you. My last little comment about your video. Do you like Katy Perry?
Yeah, I like Katy Perry. I like girly music, but I
do
like
too.
How can you not like Katy Perry? I like a little bit of Skrillex and Mac Miller and, I don't know, some Screamo here and there. Anything that pumps me up, gets me going.
Ohio is for lovers. That's all I have to say about that.
This is a part of me.
You got it.
You can all relate to that song, okay?
I do. I think about her Candy Cane boobs from her little movie. Not that I've seen it, though I might have wanted to take my daughter to see it. I don't know. Could happen. Winnipeg, Manitoba. Okay, so that's in Canada, that's from what I hear. So tell us more about that, and like, is there a scene at all in that little bitty town? Because it looks like it's in the middle of nowhere.
A bit of a scene. I mean, our scene declined a little bit, so it was really big, and we have new promoters, we have a new club. Every year kind of changes and shifts, and you know, this year we're building it back up, and we have a couple new tracks on the circuit, and hopefully it'll be back to where it was a couple years ago. But I think we're just in a transition here in Manitoba, and like, come on, we got 6 months of winter with like 5 feet of snow on the ground, so we don't have that much of a club. We can't ride all year round. So
snowmobiles.
What's that?
Snowmobiles.
Yes, snowmobiles. I don't ride sleds, though. I ice race, actually. I made a video. It's called Manitoba Ice Racing, I think. But I stud up my tires, get a vintage bike, or just my dad's 450, and we ice race. I did a 3-hour enduro in, like, minus 40 degrees wet weather outside last winter.
Baller.
No, it sucked. Ugh.
Oh, God. The coldest I've ridden was, like, 19 degrees, and that was for, like, a cross-country race in North Texas, and that was that shit. I'm not riding in anything colder than that. That was ridiculous. My fingers were numb. Don't do it. It's horrible. Amy and Jamie's Moto Adventure. You showed the card. Like, there's I mean, that is apparently more of what you're known for than this latest video that you put out. When I was doing more research and, you know, kind of doing the face stalking and all that stuff, I noticed, I was like, oh, okay, I have seen a little bit of their videos. How did this start up? Where did it come from? I know you said it was just like, how do we get more involved in the scene? But I know it had to be more organic than that. So give everybody a little bit of more of a backstory on that.
Well, you can't get any more organic than the fact that I'm just a crazy individual, and I like to be spontaneous, and I love to travel, and I just love to be a part of the racing scene, whether it's racing, whether it's on the industry side. I just love to be there, feeling it, living it, loving it, and I'm like, yo, Jamie, you're just as crazy as me. Let's go do this. And so I have a couple awesome sponsors who've helped me out, and One Industries especially, who's helped me get to some of the supercrosses, and we've just either we found a filmer or I know people. It's awesome that I've been racing so long, and I've had my dad as well, who we built up such a good contact of people, and a lot of people just help us out because we're little Canadians. So, you know, whether it's me filming with my own GoPro, that's how I started filming my first video. I just, you know, get a couple, some clips going, and I edit it all up on iMovie, nothing special, and I just make something because it's fun. Like, I enjoy doing it. I love spending hours on my flight home from the Supercross editing video. So it's just something I like to do. Again, it's nothing, I'm not looking to get anything out of it other than just people enjoying it and, you know, people thinking it's funny and, even maybe some girls being inspired about trying to live their dreams too. So that's awesome. What I
And you're definitely having fun, it looks like. I'm not gonna lie, you're always yeah. laughing or smiling. Well, that's great. That's awesome that you do it. I've had a ton of fun watching all your videos because I've tried to keep up on them just getting ready to do this. As well, I noticed you freaking bought a crap ton of Red Bull. I think it was in the first video. I mean, do you really need that or are you just like this normally?
Okay, actually, so funny. The first time we went to California to film, which we didn't even end up filming because we got so caught up in the moment at A1. We didn't even end up filming, and we were there to film the whole time. I don't even want to talk about that. But we were there for 10 days, Dumb. And I realized, I think we sat down to eat a full hearty meal maybe 3 times, and the rest of the days we just lived off Red Bull. We're just driving around, cruising in the streets of California, or I guess the freeways of California.
Yeah, and there's no highways.
Chucking those Red Bulls. I don't know, it's hilarious. I mean, it's all part of an image and stuff, and we're just here to have fun. And again, like, if you can see the fun side of it, which is what it's supposed to be,
right,
then you'll get it.
Oh, and yeah, and I totally agree with you. And we've actually had a lot of issues with that because of people going back and forth about the fact that sometimes we drink beer on the show. We might curse every now and again, when in reality, you know, 98% of the industry does everything we do. They just aren't supposed to do it in front of people that watch the sport. And I'm like, well, let's go watch NASCAR and see what they do. So I totally understand.
Well, I'm not a professional motocross racer, so I can drink as many Red Bulls as I want to drink.
Boom. And that's why I drink beer, because I enjoy those. Did you get to watch any of the racing this past weekend at Southwick? And it's okay if you haven't.
Jamie's in Southwick. She was visiting a couple of our good friends that we met along our travels. But I was down south in Millville racing Motopalooza.
Ooh.
Awesome.
Tell us more about Motopalooza then. How was that? What was that all about?
It's a brand new thing that Bob's and One Industries kind of came together, and I guess all the great people at Millville. And oh, it was just an industry free ride. So much fun. It was great. Like, Millville's my favorite track. It's one of the closer national, U.S. national tracks, and right. We go every year. I've been going since I was on a 50, and, yeah, long time.
Yeah.
I told you, I'm a vet rat.
Seriously.
But, yeah, and I think it was their new thing that they tried out, and they might even have Hellapalooza around Halloween, so everybody go check it out. It's
Boom.
Awesome.
Bob, sounds like a great time. Yeah, we have Freestone here, and it was my first year to be able to go to that national just with family stuff, everything else going on. I had so much fun. I can only imagine what it would have been like if I had been going to that race, if it existed, since I was on a 50, and that would have been all about 10 years longer than it has been for you. So I can imagine. You're a girl. I'm not going to ask your age. I learned that early on.
23. I'm okay with it.
23.
I look like I'm 16 half the time. People are like, you're of age to drink in America? Yeah, I was at Motopalooza this weekend. I met some guys. They're pretty funny. At a practice track. And they came up to me and my friend. And they're like, I was like, oh, I'm so excited. I'm not racing. Because it was just an open practice. So yeah. I'm ready to have some fun, have a couple drinks. They're like, you can buy us beer? I'm like, how old do you think I am, guys? Like, come on. It's depressing. Okay?
Yeah, we were going to give you 17, but...
Yeah.
That's okay. I still, 33, I don't look 33 years old. If I shave this off, I could easily be 18. So, I don't know. I am actually wearing a tank top right now because of the fact that I was completely enamored by the fact that in all of my searching of the Google world for you, that you have signed with a bikini company. So, tell us more about that whole situation and how that comes into play.
Yeah, La Rouge Bikinis. They're great. They're an awesome sponsor of mine. You know, it actually unfolded through Twitter and Facebook, obviously.
Heck, who doesn't, right?
World. Yeah. But, yeah, they just came to me one day and asked if I wanted to be the first, like, girl motocross racer they ever sponsored. I was like, heck yeah, how can you turn that down? I think it's just because I try to promote a feminine image in motocross. I'm, you know, I'm girly. Like, I admit it, I'm pretty girly. I'm 5'4". I like to do my makeup and my hair all the time. So
me too.
But I try to promote a positive image for women and just be a good role model. So I try to use that towards my advantage, and that's kind of my shtick. So I'm sticking to it.
Boom. That was very clever of you. So that is more of a sponsorship than more of like you're one of their models.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a sponsorship. I'll throw them out there all the time. Yeah. La Rouge Bikini. can make custom bikinis for you. They're awesome. They're out of Southern California, so check it out. Check it out.
Boom. I have luckily never worn a full bikini. I've tried on some bottoms before, but that was at a party, and it was like a bet, and it happens. You know, where are you going to go? Why do you wear so many pairs of skinny jeans? Yeah.
Because I'm little.
Okay. I mean, I didn't know if that was just like your thing at the crowd scene or...
Because I'm a girl. I wear skinny jeans.
Just wondering. All right. You know, it happens.
But that's probably why.
I don't know. It was just weird, but I had to ask. We did have a couple questions from Facebook fans. Obviously, at this point in time, I apologize to your boyfriend now because I'm going to say what they are, and obviously he can just... He knows that you're with him. He brought awesome flowers. That's what it is. But obviously, it was... Yeah. Duh. Hello. I'm not here to hurt anybody's feelings. It's not what I do. But I can't hurt their feelings by not asking them. So, obviously, it was, is she single? Boom. I think it's a great question. No. I can answer that for you.
He's sitting at my kitchen table.
Yeah, he's like, no. I like it.
He's smirking.
Yeah, it's okay. He's like, yeah, she's with me. You know, get over it. Jared Bolton, who's a fun little guy out of the GNCC series. I don't know if you know who he is, but he does a lot with the GNCC series, but as well, he makes it to some of the National Motocross. He was like, it's okay. Can I give her my number? And I was like, yes, but that doesn't mean it's going to go anywhere. So he just wanted to know if he could give you his number.
Sure. I'll text you. I'll say hey.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hi. He is actually really funny.
How old is he?
Of legal age? Old enough for you to curse in a text to him.
Oh, my.
And feel good about it? I don't know. It could happen. But no, he's a fun little redhead. He's interesting. He's kind of a redneck, but, you know, we all have friends like that. and this one, I really actually do kind of, I'm just going to go with it. Do you have any sisters?
No, I'm an only child. Sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
No.
I think that kind of one. Kind of played off the do you have a boyfriend question and or the single, and then it was like maybe she has a sister. I don't know, we could ask. So unfortunately, no sister. Yay. So that guy gets like double high fives from everybody because that's like even better. And then I'm gonna go ahead and throw out and ask, does your boyfriend ride and is he faster than you?
Yeah, he rides and he is faster than me, which sucks because I've been trying to beat him all the time. I don't know, I'm starting to get faster. Like I said, I can do the triple! Woo!
Boom.
But I'm pretty stoked. I've been starting to jump more now, and now that I'm riding for fun, I'm like everything's clicking, and everything that I've learned out of all the years is finally coming together, and I've been faster than I've ever been. And it's just and now I'm just doing it for fun. Like I'm not out racing naturally.
Like, stuff. I could beat people now, damn it.
Damn it.
Yeah. Not that you have it. I said that wrong. You are way faster than me. I know that. That's just understood. In all of your travels of maybe traveling with the racing of motorcycles, all your Amy and Jamie shows, stuff like that, what's probably one of the best stories that sticks out? It's a good time. It's a party. It's a this, that, the other. Like, what's your most standout thought at this point right now?
Like, this sounds so gay and lame and stuff, but
I hold nothing against you.
I just it's something I'll remember forever, and if I could relive that experience, I would be like, heck yes. But I got invited to go and race a world championship in France in one of the GPs, and I just remember I was standing on top of the big Red Bull finish line, and I was like looking around. I was like, how the hell did I get here? Like, how am I here right now? This is awesome. This is the best feeling in the world. This is where I want to be. I don't even care if I'm not racing. I don't care if I get dead last. I don't care if I broke my shoulder, which I did, which sucked. But I'm here. I'm loving it. I'm living it. And I don't want to be anywhere else. And that was the best feeling ever.
That's a pretty good feeling.
A bunch of crazy Europeans with chainsaws, and they're like, wah! All night. That's so awesome.
That is definitely the kind of, well, after party that I want to go to.
Cool.
It sounds great. Okay, well, I have to say, it's been a lot of fun talking to you. Do you think that there's any chance that you would make it down to the Dallas Supercross in your travels coming up?
Yeah. that's one of my plans for next year was Dallas, is one what we didn't do. So I was hoping to go there because everything is bigger in Texas, so we can make a bigger Amy and Jamie photo adventure.
I'm pretty much a big jackass, and I'm in Texas, so it works out. But I would love to try to find a way to see if we could get some of the Seat Time crew to hook up with you guys and you know, co-mingle our shows. Obviously, you guys are much more live and kind of in charge. We sit down on the couch and goof off. If we could figure something out, again, we'll talk, but I'm just saying, I would like to do that. So
I'm down. Sounds awesome. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we're not the worst people ever. All right, but Seat Time. This interview has been sponsored by Fly Racing. So please, we would love it if you would go check out flyracing.com. They just put out all their new 2013 gear. Really good looking stuff. 15 years they've been around from WPS. Great stuff. They've been doing a great job. They've been moving up. It's really cool. I'm looking forward to wearing some of the stuff. It's going to be awesome. Flyracing.com. Please go check them out. Where you can find us, Seat Time. SeatTime.co is the website. Facebook, Facebook.com/SeatTime. And as well, on Twitter, Twitter.com/SeatTime_CO. That is our social realm. Amy Hood, what is your social realm?
Facebook. You can find everything on Facebook.
You go to Facebook.com, you're going to find it.
AMI. And it's Hood, but spelled like a French Canadian. So it's Houde. You can find me at youtube.com/AmyJamieMX or Instagram, AmyHood71, Twitter, AmyHood71. That's all. Or like my fan page and keep up with all my moto action.
Boom.
Yeah.
I think it's all going to happen. I did try to like be your friend on Facebook, but you have too many friends.
Sorry. Yeah, they max out. That's so stupid.
I know. Who would not want to be your friend? I
want to be all of your friends. I'm sorry. Yeah. Add my fan page. I'm on there more than I am on regular Facebook.
I was like, and it checked. And so now I'm subscribed to you. Like I said, part of the world. All right. Seriously, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
It'll happen. No, our slogan, a pint full of awesome. Always enjoy a pint full of awesome. That is what Seat Time is all about. If it's having a good time with your friends, that's the way you want to do it. Amy, you go have fun with your boyfriend. High five him for the flowers from us. Well, you know, that he gave them to you from us. And you just have a good time, man. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for watching, everybody, again. Like, thanks for tuning in, watching Amy and Jamie, commenting, liking, anything. Like, I really appreciate it. I spend lots of time editing my own videos, filming my own videos, and I just, again, I do it for fun, and so it feels good when someone likes it. Please like it.
Well, you got at least one friend.
Don't tell me.
We won't. All right. You go have a good dinner date. We're going to talk to you later, and have fun out there.
Bye. See you.
Later, kid.
See ya.